Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And Laura, we have a special podcast today because little do you know, I'm about to quiz you.
Oh,
I know. Pop quiz. I love it. No, you should be great at this though, because we're talking about one of your favorite topics outside of nutrition. We're actually going to be talking today about how to get your Tabata on.
Oh, I love Tabatas.
Right? So we're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about it in a way that I'm going to kind of quiz you, ask you some questions, go through it. Really what we want to talk about first though is what are Tabatas? Because I mean, if you think about it, most of the people listening out there, you may have heard the word Tabata. You may have, you know, heard it in passing. You may have tried it. You may have, you know, seen it in on a schedule at your gym or et cetera, but you're still not totally sure. So Laura, what are Tabatas? This is question number one.
What are Tabatas? Well, Tabatas, they're a high-intensity interval pattern. So, which is basically high-intensity intervals are periods of high-intense work followed by moderate or a rest period. So it's a high-intensity interval pattern that goes 20 seconds on as hard as you can go, 10 seconds of rest. You repeat it 8 times for a total of 4 minutes.
Correct. So yeah. So basically, Tabata, just for our listeners, just for some feedback as well, Tabata actually comes from, it was conceived by this doctor, a Japanese physician and researcher. His name is Dr. Izumi Tabata. So he actually created Tabatas as basically an interval-based system that he basically wanted to do it for athletes because he was basically trying to set up this sort of Tabata style training so that he could improve the aerobic and anaerobic fitness levels in athletes. So that's sort of like a little bit of like the background knowledge of it. Basically, what he did was he had two controlled groups and he put them on an exercise program for 6 weeks. And so he had the control group. One control group did 1 hour of moderate intensity exercise 5 times a week, where the other group did the high intensity Tabata style training. And so basically the control group A, they did 1800 minutes of training, basically over the period of a 6 week period versus the Tabata group did 120 minutes of training over the 6 week period. And the results basically was that the Tabata group actually improved both its aerobic and anaerobic fitness levels, and their anaerobic fitness level increased by 28%.
Well, when you think about it, it's funny because it's like 1800 minutes of exercise versus 120 minutes. Like 120 minutes is two workouts that most people do at the gym, 260 minutes. Yeah. And that's over 6 weeks and you're seeing those crazy results.
Yeah. Like a 28% increase in your anaerobic fitness level state in 120 minutes versus 1800 minutes. Like when I say like, it is crazy. When you say 1800 minutes of working out, you're almost like, oh my gosh, how I don't have that much time in my day versus, you know what I mean? Like it's just, it sounds insane, but it kind of is. Like if you think about it, if we're not working out smart, we're working out like for longer periods of time. And that's one reason why I want to talk about this today, because I think that it's like a new trend, not a new trend, but it's becoming more mainstream, is to use high intensity interval training as a type of workout. And I think one of the best reasons why you should be, if you're not already using high intensity intervals or Tabata style training, is that oftentimes, more times than not, our reasoning for not working out is we don't have time. But this just proves to you that with shorter periods of time, but harder work effort during that shorter period, you can have amazing benefits and results.
Well, because the thing that what really happens is that when you get to that, like when you push yourself to the anaerobic place, right? So when you're doing moderate intensity exercise, you're still always in your aerobic state. You're never getting to that place where you can only, because anaerobic exercise, you can only stay there for like, they say 2 minutes max. When you're going really hard, it should only be 1 minute, because anaerobic means without oxygen. So you cannot sustain that. So when people are like, oh, I did high intensity intervals for, you know, I was doing my interval for 20 minutes of work. It's like the actual interval could only be up to 1 minute if you're working hard enough. If you can maintain that pace, you know, on the treadmill for 20 minutes, you're not hitting your anaerobic place. You've got to be sprinting, so you cannot breathe and you need that break. So what ends up happening is your body, it takes it. It gets what's called the afterburn, which is why we love high intensity intervals at FitChix, because you get to tap into that afterburn, which means you're burning more calories after the workout as opposed to just during the workout. And then also your body has to work harder to recover itself because you've put it into a very uncomfortable state in a sense. So it's got to work to, you know, rebalance itself out. And that's why, I know we're going to talk about it later, but that's why Tabatas aren't necessarily great for everybody. You need to make sure there's certain things you want to check. But like you were saying, for most people, they're an awesome option because they're 4 minutes. Everyone has 4 minutes. And if you do it properly, you're going to get the afterburn for those 4 minutes and keep burning way long into the day.
Definitely. Well, you just took away my question. You just answered my question before I even asked the question.
You know how I love talking about
Tabatas. I know. So, okay. So the next question is, let me think, what can I ask you since you just ended up taking that right out of my mind? So in terms of next question for you then would be, in terms of Tabatas, are Tabatas only good for cardiovascular exercises?
No. they're good for weight training exercises. But the thing is, though, is that to get into the anaerobic place, there has to be a cardiovascular component. So even if you're doing weight training as your Tabata, so let's say you're doing barbell squats with a super heavy weight, you're going to also increase your cardio. You're going to hit your anaerobic system because you're lifting so heavy and your heart's increasing as well. So you're getting the strength training and the cardio. So I guess it's kind of like a yes and no question then. Yes, it has to be cardiovascular, but you can do that via weight training.
Agreed.
You can follow the Tabata pattern. I mean, we do a lot of exercises at FitChix where we'll do the Tabata pattern, which is 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest, and we'll do it with strength training. But the original Tabata and the real results for that Dr. Tabata was talking about, that comes from getting to the anaerobic place, that comes from cardiovascular.
Definitely. No, definitely. And I think that, you know, like you were saying, like at FitChix, we do use strength training movements like push-ups, for example, with the Tabata formula. And that's more of, you will get gassed out and you will get, you know, you will get like your cardiovascular system will be increasing. You will be breathing heavy. Your heart rate will be increasing. However, you may not get to that complete anaerobic state, because you're not moving that quickly, because you also have to still think about good form. And also when you're using body weight training versus heavy weights, you may not necessarily get to that point.
Well, I know we're going to skip ahead then. So I'm going to ask you a question. So then what are the best exercises for doing a Tabata to get to the anaerobic state?
Oh, so I mean, well, I actually put together a little circuit that, four moves that I recommend doing with the Tabata format, right? So, I mean, I think first, my favorite one to do whenever I'm teaching or, you know, training any of my clients is burpees. Because with burpees, it's like, it's total body work, but it's, there is no way that if you are working to your maximum effort and going as fast as you possibly can for that 20 seconds, there is no way that you will not require that 10 second rest in between. Same thing goes with sprints. One of my favorite ones to do is actually to do sprinting. So sprinting for 20 seconds and then 10 seconds of rest, whether the rest is like standing still or walking, I usually recommend walking just because you don't want to always just completely stop. but sometimes you need to. But if you're going for that 20-second sprint for 8 rounds, which is the traditional Tabata, and you are going as hard as you possibly can, that 20 seconds should feel like 10 minutes. Like, it's so long because you are pushing to your maximum effort. So we're not talking jogging or just running. We're talking sprinting, like full out effort. Those are probably, from a cardiovascular standpoint, those are probably my two favorites. And they're probably the ones that I find bring your heart rate up to its maximum effort very quickly and allow for you to get to that anaerobic state very quickly. What about you?
Oh, mine for sure is plyometric exercises. So jump training. So I love squat jumps. I love lunge jumps. I love, what other plyos do I love? Squat jumps are probably my ultimate favorite. I like those too because they don't require a lot of space. And I love sprints as well. But unless you're outdoors, if you're like, it's the middle of winter, you're at home or in the gym, I find that you can't get your heart rate up enough. You know what I mean? Just doing like high knees in place, like sprinting high knees in place, can sometimes get it up. But I find unless you're doing something like that's big plyometric or holding extra weights too, just to do something that's stationary, it's hard to get to that anaerobic place. So that's why I love plyos.
I was going to say one of the things that I like to do if I am in a limited space and I want to do a 4 minute Tabata with sprints, but I don't have room to sprint, I'll do high knees, but I'll actually do almost like standing mountain climbers. So I'll use weights in my hands and punch up towards the ceiling as I'm running with my high knees to get my heart rate really maxing out.
Yeah.
Definitely a good option.
But now, that's where I feel like, you know, and just for our listeners, if you're not sure if you're getting to the anaerobic place, we call it the 9 out of 10. And yeah, it's where you cannot talk and like literally like you're breathing so heavy. Like we call it the ugly place. Your face gets all kind of crunched up.
Yeah, the ugly zone. Get ugly.
If you're doing something and if you're more advanced and you're doing like a squat jump, and you don't feel by, you know, round 3 or 4 that you're really finding this difficult. Like, this should not be easy 4 minutes. This is like, by by number 8, you should be like, this needs to be over. You know what I mean?
Like, I find almost by number 6 is when I start like feeling like I'm almost going to reach failure.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I think
by round 5 or 6, I'm kind of like, holy smokes, I don't know how I'm going to get through these next 2 or 3 rounds.
Yeah, like I find by 4 you should be feeling like this is really hard. And then by 5, 6 you should be like, holy, like, whoa. And then by number 8, it's like, I need this to be over immediately.
This is a requirement.
It's like that's the thing. Do the work for 4 minutes. Give it all you got because the benefits are so big. So just think in your mind, it's just 4 minutes. I can do 4 minutes, no problem. But if you feel though with the squat jumps, if you're not getting to that point, then you know, maybe hold on to 20-pound weights in your hands while you do the squat jumps in place. So overloading, you know, adding more overload, more weight can also help to make the exercise harder. So you just got to kind of do that check. Like, am I getting to that 9 out of 10? Because if I'm not, I got to make this more difficult. If you're at the gym, you can obviously do things like you were saying, you know, you could do sprints, you could do sprints on the treadmill, you could do bikes are one thing too that people like do a lot of Tabatas on. So bike sprints, really fast stair climbing. So those are things as well that could work with a machine, but we always like to give options that you could do at home without an actual machine.
And the one thing though, if you are going to do them on the treadmill, I do recommend instead of like, I've seen people try to do it where like they'll turn down the speed, but the 10 seconds in between is not enough time for it to like actually recover and then go back up. So you'll end up losing seconds and you won't be able to stick to the pattern. So literally have it at your maximum speed of sprinting and then hold the side rails and jump your feet out to the side for that 10 second like break and then jump right back on.
And just make sure if you're doing that to be wearing your the safety belt thing.
Yeah.
Because if you suddenly go flying or you lose your balance as you're jumping off, then
that's what I'm saying. Hold on tight. All right. So Laura, so what would be your number one caution about using Tabata training? So caution meaning, you know, like I'm not saying like, oh my gosh, they're so dangerous. Just more for someone who maybe is just listening. They've never really heard of Tabata. They want to try it. And they're thinking like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like I really want to get these benefits. I want this afterburn. I want to be able to maximize my time, maximize my efforts, but they're not sure if it's for them. What would be your number one sort of rule of thumb in terms of like Tabata training specifically?
Well, I think anyone can do Tabata training, the pattern. I think if you're somebody who, so that's following the pattern, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds break, repeat 8 times for 4 minutes. So you could do that with crunches. You could do that with push-ups. You could do it with, you know, just regular squats, whatever it is. You could follow that pattern. However, doing the super high intense cardiovascular, if you are somebody who obviously has some heart problems or is not cleared for that level of intensity, you got to work your way up to it. So you could do it in the pattern, but maybe not going to your full 9 out of 10. You know, maybe you're just doing the pattern at an aerobic level. You're not going to get the same benefits though. That's the thing. But you, obviously your health is number one. So you don't want to be going there. But you got to make sure that you have clearance to do high intensity exercise, because you know you're working out without oxygen. So if suddenly if you have any heart issues or lung issues or a lot of blood sugar issues, that could be a problem. So get clearance from your doctor before you do them.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think mine, in terms of, you know, my biggest caution would be, you know, during that 4 minute period of work, you are doing the same exercise for that whole period of time. So if you're doing traditional Tabata, you are doing that same period, even though you have a rest period in between, which is the 10 second rest. Oftentimes it can become really overwhelming because it's hard. It, like we were saying, like by like round six, you should be like, oh, like, especially if you're doing like plyometrics or something, your legs are probably like fire. And the problem is with that is that you can fatigue your muscles really quickly, and you can definitely then start jeopardizing your form, which can then also lead to potential injury. So when you are doing these, and if you are someone who's just starting out, or if you're even just trying a new pattern, if you're someone who's familiar with Tabata, but you're just trying a different pattern, a different exercise, et cetera, or you're pushing yourself a little bit further, just be really aware of your form and be really aware of how your body is feeling as you're getting closer to the end. And if you need to turn it down for like the last round, because you're feeling like your legs are like jello and you might not land your plyometric properly, do that, because you're better to be safe than sorry. Because the last thing you want to do is do something, and then all of a sudden you're like, you cause an injury and now you're, you know, in a position where you can't even work out anymore. So,
well, and that's why, like, my second thing would be like the warm up. Making sure before you actually start your Tabata that you are fully warmed up. So doing like a good gradual 5 to 10 minute warm up of, just say you're doing sprints, you know, doing a good like walk into a jog, you know, doing hip circle, like warming up, getting blood flow to the legs, making sure that your heart is already warmed up too. So when you do get into it, you're not going from cold muscles, you know, just resting heart rate, to suddenly being like 100%. So make sure you're properly warmed up, because that will really help to prevent injuries.
100%. I think, I mean, with any workout, you should definitely be warming up. But with Tabata, especially, because if you're going to go from like cold to just like full on, you are really putting yourself at a high risk for injury.
Completely.
For sure. Now, Laura, what would you say would be your number one takeaway from today's podcast?
Well, I think everyone should be doing Tabatas. Well, not everybody, unless
that was mine.
If you have clearance, I think they're probably still, ever since I learned about Tabata training, it's still one of my favorite forms of HIIT training, because HIIT training, like high intensity interval training, has so many different patterns. As long as you are, you know, going with a high intensity interval followed by a lower intensity interval, but I still love the pattern. I think it's quick enough. Like the work period is quick enough that it feels tough and challenging, but it still feels doable. You know what I mean? Like you feel like when you're doing a high intensity interval for a minute, you're like, oh my God. But like 20 seconds, you're like, yes, I could pump out one more big jump, or, you know, two more seconds of sprinting. Like it feels so doable. And then knowing, and there's so many timers out there too. So waiting for that beep, there's so many free apps. If you just Google in the app store, Tabata timer, you can download a free Tabata timer, and then it will just beep for you on your iPhone, smartphone, whatever, when to go, when to rest. So you don't have to look at anything. You can just do it. It just feels, I don't know, I just really like the pattern. I find it's really enjoyable as a high intensity interval. I also think though too, when it comes to Tabatas, is that I love them because you know how I love hormones.
Yes.
And the thing with high intensity intervals is that the shorter you work out, and because any workout is stress on your body, but studies have shown now time and time again that the shorter you want to work out, shorter and harder and in an interval base, because not only the afterburn, but if you're working out too long at the same pace, you are going to be dealing with elevated levels of cortisol, which cortisol is a stress hormone that actually holds on to fat. Like one of the byproducts of it that is that it can hold on to fat. So if you're doing, you know, these long hour long workouts that are way too long and cortisol has kicked in after 45 minutes, then you're basically counteracting what you're trying to do. So that's another reason why I love Tabata, is because it's short, you're getting the benefits, but you're not elevating that cortisol.
No, agreed. 100%. That was a very good PS.
That was my PS for today.
All right. My number one takeaway was exactly what you just said in terms of, I really do think that if you haven't tried Tabata training and you do have the clearance to do so, definitely recommend just giving it a shot. But the main thing is to remember, in order for it to be effective, you got to get ugly. So you've got to go big. You've got to go really hard. Like when you think that you are going fast enough, you need to go probably like 5 or 10% faster. Go bigger and start off, if you are someone who's just starting with these, start off with a really simple movement so that you can get accustomed to the pattern and the flow and the feeling before you start getting all complicated with like a burpee and stuff like that. Like start off with something that is like, maybe it is just like the sprinting, or maybe it is, you know, like even weighted jumping jacks or something like that. Like something where you're not going completely outside of your realm, or you're not having to use every single muscle group like a burpee in order to like get into it. Keep it sort of simple, get used to it, push yourself, but get into the ugly zone, which means again, breathing out of your mouth, you're red in the face, you are in the anaerobic state, you are, you know, pushing yourself to your maximum effort. And then once you get comfortable with that, then start exploring how you can start either it's the pattern for strength training, or start actually incorporating more Tabatas. If you do like even one round of Tabata every day, you will see a vast improvement in terms of, you know, your overall anaerobic state, as well as like your fat burning potential. So just give it a shot.
Well, and that's why, just to add my second PS, that's why I think because if you're doing strength training and you want to incorporate high intensity intervals, a lot of times you just don't know what to do. So as long as you know that pattern, 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds off, repeat 8 times for a total of 4 minutes. If you don't remember it, just download the free Tabata timer and it'll do it for you. But it's the perfect HIIT training to add following your weight training if you are trying to add in some cardio. So you do your weight training, you finish with your, you know, already worked really hard. It's just 4 more minutes. And then you've got some cardiovascular in there in addition to your weight training.
Yeah, no, it's totally like the perfect complement to it. All right. Well, with that being said, we are going to wrap up today's podcast. So thank you all so much for listening. As always, any questions, comments, or if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, please email us info@fitchicks.ca. You can contact us on social media at Fitchicks, and we are at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And if you are interested in learning more about whether it's fitness, nutrition, wellness, or even fitness business, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com, where we have a couple different programs launching, and where we dive a lot deeper into everything from Tabata to nutrition, etc. So check it out. And again, thank you again so much for listening, and have yourself an amazing day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.